Macmillan Audio presents Sorcerer of the Wild Deeps by Kai Ashante Wilson. Read for you by Kevin R. Free. Dear Uncle, I am minded to respond as follows. Now you tell me that in striving to retain our provinces beyond the mountains, Imperial Deleuze squanders resources and troops we had, given the recent eastern incursions much better husband. Let the whole ultramontane go. Let us, moreover, manumit every Harudas slave, allowing them all, as each one so desires, to return to his snowbound home. Having read this, and greatly astonished, you will doubtless exclaim, who then shall plow our fields and build our cities, care for our true-born sons, and bear the bastards of our lust? For these questions, too, Uncle, I have the answer. Let us take whom we need from the summer continent. The blacks of the northern coast are peaceable and undefended peoples, the men sturdy, the women fine. Let us expand all our colonies there, and begin to cut down and export the cedar forests of Philippium. Take for ourselves the pearl beds at Mercarish, the copper mines of Santa Kyla. Fear not to awaken the wrath of the mighty kingdom of Alorum, nor that of the gods of Ashe who protect it. For great Alorum lies at the southern extreme of summer, and if its coffers lack for bottoms, and soldiers number beyond count, still the kingdom sleeps, and will never rouse itself over any act of ours, so many thousands of miles to the north. From Albion the Younger to the Elder, The White Letters, Volume 3, Chapter 18.